So Dami Im had a show on the coast on Friday night. Now my heart awakes to the sound of sailor. And we had Dami Im on the show. And this went down on the air to see if we could have lunch together at my favourite sushi joint.
So when I have sushi in every town, the type of sushi, you know, I can judge how many Asians are in the area.
Yeah,
Dami,
yeah.
Sushi, sushi's my favourite. Can I give you a tip? If you go to Erin Affair just outside Target, I know it doesn't sound like where that would be the best sushi, but it is the best sushi that I've found on the coast. Yeah, 100. Always busy.
What's it called?
I forget the name of it, but it's outside of Target at Erin Affair.
Erin Affair, outside of Target. All right, well, when I get there, that's where I'm going to have my lunch.
Can we go have sushi together there, you and I?
Yeah, I'm off for it.
Hey, Shannon Knoll said the same thing and he burnt me.
Yes, sushi 100%.
God, I love that. Okay, so that went down, Ash. And Shannon Knoll did burn me. So I went into this on Friday not knowing if Dami would actually turn up because Knowlesy said he would and he didn't. So would Dami do the same?
I said to you that I don't think Dami is that kind of person. I think she's a woman of her word.
Well, if you haven't seen it online yet, I'll play you this audio. So I'm sitting down at the sushi joint at Erin Affair outside of Target and I'm just waiting and I'm looking around and I'm waiting for Dami to arrive. I feel like I'm on a blind date. That's what it feels like.
Imagine how Dami Im feels.
Maybe she's already turned up, taken a look at how awkward it might be, and then decided to leave. No way. This could be Dami here. Is that Dami?
There, is in the red top?
In the red top.
I don't know. She's here. She actually turned up.
She turned up. She turned up. Dami. Oh, thank you.
Oh, see?
You made
I
it.
Came.
You
came.
Yes.
Sushi.
You didn't
Hello.
Do. You didn't do to me what Shannon Knoll did.
Yes.
Thank you.
No. I'm thank a good you. Person.
Thank you, Dami. She turned up.
She said, yes, I'm a good person.
And she joined us on the air right now. Morning, Dami.
Dami.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
What an absolute legend you are. I was right behind you the whole way. You seem like a woman of your word, unlike Shannon Knoll. So congratulations.
Poor Shannon.
I turned up for the sushi and for Gordy.
Thank
I need
you,
to know,
Dami.
Though, what was this sushi like that Gordy speaks so highly of?
Yeah, I mean, you were raving about it, so I had to check it out, you know.
And tell me, Dami, any good? And don't feel like you just have to say it. Like, do you think it was as good as I promised?
It was probably one of the best sushi experiences I've had in Australia. So,
yes. Are you serious?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so fresh and, it was really good. And the owners were so cute. There were two Korean people and they wouldn't stop talking to me about how proud they were and, you know, like all their story about their business, how they work 7 days a week, you know, how hard they work and how fresh they make everything. And, they were just so cute. And, I was so glad we went there.
See, oh, that's so nice.
It was nice, and they are a small business. Albert and Helen are their names there. They said to apologise to you, Ash, because they said, you know, when you went down there that day, they did see that it was you, but they were so busy that they couldn't get over to you.
No, they weren't.
Well, that's what they were saying
there
to me.
There was no one there.
No, they're busy. No, Dami, they're busy making the sushi, aren't they?
They were packing up, Gordy. But thank you for making me feel like...
Well, I'm trying to make you feel better. They saw you and they went, we don't want anything to do with Ash Pollard.
They did apologise about that.
They did.
I think, I was there, so it's not making this up.
Dami, there was a moment there, and you've mentioned it already, but where you and Albert were talking in Korean, and I was kind of just sitting there not knowing what was going on. I'll just play that. I'm just kind of sitting there awkwardly, but this is you guys having a conversation, yeah.
아니, 진짜 이렇게 보니까 영광스러워. 어떻게 이렇게 자랑스러운 분을 만날 수 있을까? 시골에서 좀 시드니에서 많이 떨어졌잖아요.
오래 하셨어요,
여기서? 4년.
It's a little bit hard to hear with the background noise of the shopping centre, but what was going on there? I feel like I didn't know if you were talking about me while I sat there.
He was talking about himself, about his how you know he's how honored he is that we were there, and then I felt really bad at one point. I'm like, Gordon is not part of this conversation. So I looked over. I was like, you know, participate, and you were just like,
Not everything's always about you, Gordy.
No, I know, but you know, I'm sitting in the middle thinking I should have really dusted up on my Korean before we came down here so I could get involved in the conversation. It was a but it was good because you guys had that connection straight away. As soon as you got there, it was off. You know, you guys hit it off.
Oh, it's just, you know, because I understand how hard it can be for you know, small businesses, and especially for immigrants. They're from Korea, and you know, I've seen my parents work really hard in this, you know, in a new country. So it felt like they felt like long lost parents that I've had.
Oh, look, it was nice, Dami. I appreciate you popping down there and jumping back on air with us this morning. I thought it was great.
I had so much fun. They gave us huge sushi platters, and you took them back to the office.
Yes.
Did you share them with people?
They got absolutely cleaned up. Ash was away.
I didn't get anything.
Ash was away, so she couldn't enjoy it. But they got cleaned up, Dami. So.
That's good.
Yeah, no, it all went...
I just didn't want it to go to waste because they were huge platters, weren't they?
Yeah, no, definitely didn't go to waste. I did love the moment as well when we were sitting there and Erin Affair put on one of your songs over the speakers.
Oh, really?
So they were playing Dami In while we sat there eating lunch together. So that was nice.
Yeah. No, I was just getting so distracted because we were doing Facebook Live and they were asking me questions and I just couldn't listen anymore because I was like, is this my song or am I... You know, imagining it.
No, they put it on. They thought it'd be a nice touch. How was the show Friday night? How was it? How'd you go?
It was amazing. We had such a great time. And the Wyong Art House, it was really a beautiful venue. And everyone, you know, we all just had a great time. So, yeah. Thanks to everyone who might... be listening right now who came to my show. It was amazing.
Yeah, you've also got a brand new single out, which is out this Friday. It's called Crying Underwater. You can pre-order it now and people can grab that on Friday.
Have you ever cried underwater, Gordy?
No.
I have.
You have? Why? What for?
I don't know why, but it's difficult. It's difficult.
Dami, you obviously
that's
have.
That's the point of the song. That's the point of the song. Yeah, it's, you know, you're upset, but you don't want people to see it, and you know how everyone goes through dark times, but people just wear these masks and pretend nothing's wrong, and that's what the song's about. And I've cried in this swimming pool, like as I'm swimming, you know, like I mean, yeah, I didn't write. That's not the song's literally about or anything, but yeah, I have done that, I have to admit.
Well, it's out this Friday. Dami, I appreciate you turning up on Friday. It was a special moment for me. And are you back on the coast anytime soon? I feel like we're legitimate friends now and we can just hang out all the time. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's friends that bond over sushi, true friends.
Yep, for sure. That sounded very tentative. But anyway, Dami, you're an absolute legend. Thanks so much for doing that with us.
Good on you, Dami.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dami Im on the air with us here at CFM. Get her single out this Friday.